Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, Lee, it's mass chaos out there.
Well, why not?
Yeah, why not? Cause, you know, but then how is that different from normal, right?
This is true.
All right. A couple interesting things about coronavirus breaking. One of them, it appears a man in Hong Kong gave the coronavirus to his dog. So the dog caught it.
Oh.
Interesting. So there's a lot we don't know about coronavirus. This is interesting, though. This comes from...
Did he sneeze on the dog?
I don't know.
I don't know. Whatever.
Here's an interesting thing to look for before we get completely hysterical about the coronavirus. Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, says one thing that is much is unknown about the coronavirus, but one thing that is particularly unknown, and coronavirus has been around for ages. That's why it's on the back of the Lysol bottle.
I saw that.
It's not new.
That was interesting.
It's not new. This strain is new.
Yeah.
But the coronavirus is not new. And Dr. Mark Siegel on Fox News this morning said, yes, it's true. It's very easy to kill this virus on surfaces. Lysol will kill it. Clorox will kill it. It ain't anthrax. But anyway, one of the things that Dr. Anthony Fauci said that we don't know, and this will be very interesting to see over the next month, is that typically with flu cases, they hit a wall in March. This goes on every year. He says that you get into March and April,
right?
You see flu cases are going to go down. That's pretty typical for most of this viral stuff that goes around. And so he says that's another thing we don't know about coronavirus. A month from now, he said, we may not be talking about it.
Right.
And that's what you're seeing in China right now. The cases are declining. They're rising outside of China. So, again, one of the unknowns is, honest to God, will we be talking about this in a month? Nobody knows. You know, on the flip side, people are like, oh, my gosh, are we going to have to cancel the Olympics? Well, I mean, again, we don't know. You know, I got to hand it to Candace Owens.
Okay.
She had the most hilarious tweet. Oh, my gosh, I loved it. You know what she said?
What's that?
She said the Democrats are like a doomsday cult.
Yeah.
And when you look at it, that sounds a little nuts, but then she delineates this, and she's absolutely right. Listen to what she says. 2,800 people worldwide have been killed from the coronavirus. Zero people in America have been killed from the coronavirus. In other words, socialism has killed 100 million people in the last 100 years, she says. And she says, the Democrats are like a doomsday cult. We went from the Russians are infiltrating our election to, okay, wait, maybe they're not. She says, weeks ago, we were all going to die from World War III because Trump killed Soleimani.
Right.
Where'd that go?
Yeah.
Guess we're not going to die.
No.
Which was scheduled to take place before we were all going to die from climate change in 12 years. Now she tweets, we are going to die from coronavirus. The left is becoming a doomsday cult.
That's a good point. Well, I mean, therefore, anything that advances a narrative that is negative toward anything with the Trump administration, because that's all this is about. I mean, it is on the verge of treasonous, the way the Democrats and the media are treating this whole thing. That's not to say this isn't serious. Yes, there is a threat to people with respiratory problems, just like any type of viral thing. This is not Ebola. This is not anthrax. There are things that can be done to combat this. The president, very early on, restricted travel into this country, which probably went a long way to keeping it from spreading any further than it has in this country. And to this day, I'm not certain that we have any deaths in this country at all.
There aren't any.
There's been more deaths from food poisoning, from listeria, than there have been from coronavirus in this country.
I use this as an example this morning. Okay, suppose instead of a precipitous drop in the coronavirus over March and April.
And a precipitous drop in the Dow Jones Industrial Average.
Right. Suppose we don't have that. Suppose between over the next 2 months, right, 100 children, I used this as an example earlier, 100 children were to die mm-hmm. of the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine the hysteria on the part of the media? They would be saying that Trump needed to resign, that it was a horrific failure. He has totally bungled this. The stock market, they'd pound it down a good 5,000 points. Heck, I don't know. Maybe we'd erase all the Trump gains, right? That's the level of hysteria we would see, would we not?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody care to ask, wonder how many children have died this season from flu? 100.
Mm-hmm.
Lost 100 kids, two-thirds of whom were healthy before they got it. Did you hear about that anywhere?
No, of course not.
Did that affect the stock market?
Should we be blaming Obama and Biden because we're under Obamacare now? We still are. Republicans have changed nothing, okay? Our health care system is on the Democrats right now. If there's 100 children that have died of the flu, it's Obama's fault and Biden's fault because he was vice president. And he helped get Obamacare passed.
See, the death toll, according to the CDC, from the flu this year so far is 16,000. It's a little over 16,000. Has that affected the stock market? Look, I'm not trying to downplay this. What's scary about coronavirus is this strain we've had, again, coronavirus has been with us for decades. But this particular strain is new. We don't know a lot about it. There's some folks saying you can reinfect. So these people they thought were cured, they send them back out and it's like got a second phase. That could be dangerous. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff we don't know about it. But folks, again, 100 children and 16,000 people total died of flu so far this year. It hasn't affected the stock market one iota because it happens every year. I'm not trivializing that. But you really need to put it in perspective.
Yeah, perspective is everything. And this is what irritates the fool out of me, because you and I both know if Hillary Clinton were president and the coronavirus erupted and we had a similar situation and she appointed her vice president to be over it, they'd be applauding that. Oh, great. Wonderful. The president is taking action. This is great. And they would move along and there'd be nothing. There'd be no huge downturn in the stock market. There'd be no worldwide panic. There'd be no national panic going on. But nothing would be said. And Republicans would say, hey, you know, this is a serious health issue. We take this seriously. And we congratulate the president for handling it. That's exactly what would go on. But this is the lunacy that we have with Democrats in the media in this country now. The president, Donald Trump, doing exactly what he should have done. But from the moment this started to become an issue, the moment it became an issue, he started dealing with it. He's appointed the vice president, a former governor. I can think of no better person to do that. It doesn't need to be a doctor that tries to oversee a federal program like this, because you've got to deal with numerous federal agencies and not just medical agencies. So someone that has the organizational skills of someone like Vice President Mike Pence is the perfect person to put into that position. And for the idiotic, the absolute lunatic criticism that is going on now from the media and the left over the appointing of Vice President Pence to be heading this up and to be directing this effort, and for the efforts that the Trump administration has already, and they want $2.5 billion, and they say that's not enough. I don't even know what they need $2.5 billion for, Tara.
They don't either. They haven't said.
Exactly. We've got the CDC. We've got FEMA. We've got Border Patrol. We've got all this stuff already. Why is this not just... just send out a memo, okay, here's what we're going to do for folks who are flying into this country. Here's what we're going to do for folks that are coming on by boat from this country. Here's where we're going to put them if we have to quarantine them. Write some memos. It doesn't take $2.5 billion. I'm for the life of me about going nuts over this. This is absolute hysterical, things that are just being done hysterically and emotionally by Democrats because they hate Donald Trump. It is not about the coronavirus. It is about the hatred of the president, and we will do anything, including trying to tank a great stock market, in order to accomplish that. Think of the billions of dollars that have been lost over the past few days because these people are overhyping a serious but not a crisis in our health care.
And it's totally about beating the market down. And I played the Charles Payne audio earlier. I'm going to replay it again in the 8 o'clock hour, because he said, listen, the reason they're trying to do this is because we've just had this barrage before they started this of really positive financial news that was off the charts, that was coming out from home sales to confidence by consumers, confidence by business owners that were coming out, and this whole raft of good financial information. He said they had to take it down. And he did a brilliant job breaking down, because you could see when they started this, we were at 29,500. We were just on the cusp of that 30,000 psychological stock market barrier. And now then the news, good news starts to flood out, and they started with the hysteria. And here's another question, Lee. Okay, that nobody's asking. So what were the Democrats going to do? They were going to do it better, right?
Right.
Well, okay, we know what the Democrats were going to do. Elizabeth Warren's solution for coronavirus, mind you, is to open the borders.
Right, exactly.
I kid you not.
Yeah, exactly.
You heard she wants to take the funding for the border wall, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she wants to put into coronavirus. And then yesterday she said, this is according to The Hill, Her proposals include ending border wall construction between the U.S. and Mexico and ending the deployment of military forces to the border. Yeah. This is to combat coronavirus. They want to let them in. Well, nobody's really coming here with it. Yeah, they are. This thing has an incubation period. The CDC has most recently said of 2 days to 2 weeks, right? Yeah. It's plenty of time to get across that desert. How many Chinese nationals have we caught illegally crossing our border since October? I'm going to say this in like every segment today. 1,155. Again, the apprehension rate, according to the Border Patrol, is 1 in 5. So that means about 4,000 got over. Made it over the border illegally. Chinese nationals illegally over our border. And Elizabeth Warren sees that and goes, oh, well, we need to open a border. We got to get them all in here.
And just think about that. You're talking about Chinese nationals.
Yes.
From the Asian continent. Illegally entering this country from our southern border.
Uh-huh.
That right there has got to make you question, what in the world are Chinese nationals coming through Mexico to come into the U.S. illegally when they could very easily come into this country legally? Why? Not just worry about corona, but why?
You don't think that the Chinese government would send somebody infected with coronavirus over our border? You're crazy. They totally would do that.
Gosh.
Right. These are people throwing people who are still breathing into incinerators to get rid of the bodies. I mean, this is the Chinese government. They don't care. They're crazy. So, I mean, again, we've caught 1,100, almost 1,200 of these Chinese nationals since October, and we only catch 1 in 5, Border Patrol stats. And you know what kills me, Lee? Where do they find this case of coronavirus, that they don't know where it came from? But that was California, border state?
Yeah.
The first question an honest reporter would ask is, border state, huh? How many Chinese nationals made it over the border since coronavirus broke out? We only caught 1,100 of them. Where do you think it came from? And they're acting like shocked. Like, oh my God, Trump failed. There's a case in California. I'm surprised there's just 4,000 have made it over the border that you guys want to open in response to coronavirus.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Texter makes a great point about coronavirus. The United States and Canada have banned flights to and from China. Mexico hasn't. Good point. Yeah, so you hop, skip, and a jump. Fly from China to Mexico and come right over the border. And the Democrats want to make sure you can do that. These are unbelievable times. No. I mean, even Nancy Pelosi. Well, Trump's not doing it right. He screwed up. He wasted all his time. It's just totally bad, and we're all going to die. And, by the way, he should open the borders. I kid you not. The flights he's banned block 22,000 people a day from going back and forth from potentially infected areas. And, again, Molly Hemingway made a great point about this on Fox News. When this was announced, it was, blasted by the Democrats as racist.
This whole thing seems to have mutated into a political football, and people need to think through how to properly talk about this issue. This is something that everyone needs to prepare for. It's also important not to move people to panic. When we saw a couple weeks ago when the Trump administration was limiting travel and coming up with various procedures for limiting the spread of coronavirus in this country, you had a lot of people in the media saying he was overreacting, that he was being racist by caring about, telling people to wash their hands, and that, the panel that he put together to deal with it didn't have enough diversity. That wasn't a level of seriousness that we need from our media and from other critics.
Yeah, and meanwhile, Pelosi wants to go a step even further than Elizabeth Warren to fight coronavirus. It's not good enough to stop funding the wall and pull our troops back from the border. I kid you not, Elizabeth Warren proposing pulling the troops back from the border, making a more welcoming border to fight coronavirus. Because if you're nice to the virus on its way into the border, it's a lot easier to deal with. It doesn't spread as much. Talk about denying science. There's Pelosi. She wants to go a step further. She wants to end the flight. She wants to restore the flights. I kid you, back and forth from China.
So what he's doing is late, too late, anemic. Hopefully we can make up for the loss of time, but we'll have to have the professionals in place, the resources that are adequate, and not be giving, using scare tactics about people coming back to our country.
And not to be using scare tactics about people coming back to our country. That is the only thing she just proposed there. We'll spend some more money on what? I don't know. It sounds good. They haven't said. They haven't said what exactly Trump's not spending money on that he should. And what else should he do? Well, he should restore the flights from China. Are you mad? Are you insane? That's your plan. If there's something that makes you sick somewhere, bring more of it to the country. But remember, though, this has always been the way it is. Obama did this with Ebola. People were scared to death. He refused to stop the flights. Thank God we were able to get Ebola under control, but I've long worried. I mean, if you have something that truly is deadly and it's in another country, the Democrats will not close the border. They will not stop the flights. It's considered racist. You're on your own. Texter writes, globalism is the people who told you travel bans were unnecessary and China was doing an incredible job of handling the coronavirus, suddenly telling you a planetary epidemic is inevitable and you should plan on spending a lot more time in your house. Boy, isn't that true. To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line we go. So what the people are saying. Texter writes, hey, Tara, every time I hear the media whipping up fear, I think of the biblical proportion scene in Ghostbusters. Dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria. That's funny. Texter writes, update, the California person who was diagnosed with the coronavirus stepped in human feces while walking on the sidewalk. Wouldn't surprise me. Texter writes, morning, Tara. Has anyone said that we should try to return all of our manufacturing back to the U.S. so we would have more control in another manufactured corona-type incident? Shalom, y'all. All right, Texter writes, Obama is an anti-colonialist. He wanted to force the colonial powers us to cure Ebola because it was hurting the people he believes were still exploiting. And he said that in not so many words. He never said that explicitly, but that's what he said. It would help cure Ebola to let the flights continue into the U.S. And what he meant by that was, well, see, if we get it, then it's going to force us to cure it. This is what the Democrats do in a disaster. So, I mean, again, the media is out there. Well, Democrats would have handled it better. Well, Nancy Pelosi and Elizabeth Warren are proposing opening the borders and resuming flights from China. That's insane. Texter writes, think we are underestimating the coronavirus situation. Did you see Corona beer sales are being negatively impacted, although predictable? Wondering if it has anything to do with Mexican policies. No, I think people are just nuts. They're just nuts. Now, the texter writes, Steve from Dark Corners here. I think Tom Steyer created the coronavirus in a secret lab to limit international flights to manipulate climate change. Texter writes, I think a good number of the taxpayers would support sending Pelosi, Schumer, Warren, Sanders, and Biden to Wuhan, China for an extensive fact-finding mission on the coronavirus. Y'all, come on. Okay. Meanwhile, interesting what's going on with the primary in the state. By the way, I'd love to hear from you. Who do you want to see? I mean, somebody's got to win the thing, right? Who do you want to see win and why? A couple of, I don't want to say predictions here, but things to look out for in terms of media spin. I know how they're going to write this story. This is the first state where the Democrat primary voters are highly black. Two-thirds of Democrat primary voters in South Carolina are black. Why do we care about that? Well, the reason that's significant is because Biden's biggest support is with black voters. The three states so far that we have had, you know, caucuses and primary votes in for Democrats have been highly white. And that favors Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders does not do very well with black voters. Biden does. So Biden has been ahead in remember this when you hear the coverage this weekend. There's a reason I'm telling you this. The media is going to try to manipulate this. Biden has been ahead in South Carolina for well over a year. This has not changed. Okay. And right now in the polls, this is what it looks like for South Carolina, how this is supposedly going to go on Saturday. Biden ahead by 9, according to, new poll out, actually. Data for Progress, he's up by 9. Sanders at 25, Biden at 34. Sanders wins by 17. Oh, sorry, that's California. Where was the next one? Biden up by 16, according to Emerson, South Carolina poll. Biden up by 20, according to Monmouth. Post and Courier has Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden in a photo finish. 4% spread, just a little bit outside the margin of error. Why do you care about this? Well, here's what's going to happen. Biden more than likely will win this state. Look for the media to cover this as an upset. Nobody could have seen it coming except the pollsters for the last year. So I want to damage Bernie. I think Bernie doesn't do well against Trump. So look at this resurrection of Biden's campaign. Oh my God, it's a miracle. No, it's not. Simple demographics. And you're going to see Biden, or maybe Bloomberg, but probably Biden, win more states coming up. States with highly black populations. It helped a lot that he got the Clyburn endorsement. That helped. But he's also Barack Obama's man, you know? So he's already got the stamp of approval. Black voters trust him because of that, which is insane because he's the only living segregationist still in, you know, still literally in politics today. Everybody else is dead. So, they're about to vote the only living segregationist left. The only other one was Strom Thurmond. And before that, Robert Byrd. But whatever. Don't ask me. Anyway, so look for the way that'll be covered if Biden wins, especially if he wins by a large margin. But that's not been, you know, there's nothing new here. There's no upset for Bernie. It'll be, what's Bernie? Bernie contemplates his future. After this terrible loss, nobody saw it coming. They're going to lie. That's all they do is lie. Look for them to cover it that way. That's what I'd do if I was a liberal shyster in a newsroom. Anyway, I'd love to know who you think. Who do you want to see win? Obviously, a lot of you don't like some of these, you know, like these candidates. Who do you want to see win the primary here and why? 800-347-1063, text line 71307. Okay, after this, it starts to get really dicey because we're going into Super Tuesday, right? So the media is going to try to spin a win for Biden if that occurs. Now, Lee said this earlier and he's right. If Bernie upsets Biden here, I mean, it's racist. Bernie's to lose after this. That'll be big news. If Bernie holds it pretty close to Biden here, that'll be interesting too. But when you start to look at Super Tuesday, it's a third of the delegates awarded in the Democrat primary on Super Tuesday. That's right around the corner on March 3rd. And when you look at what's going on here, it's all over the board. Yet Bernie is leading, of course, in Vermont, Colorado, and Utah, and California. You've got Alabama. Biden probably going to carry that one. Large black electorate there. Tennessee's a toss up. Biden and Sanders running about neck and neck there. Oklahoma's a tight three way race between Sanders, Bloomberg, and Biden. And Arkansas, North Carolina, and Virginia. Sanders. Slightly ahead in those states, but we'll see. So I could go anyway. So what the media is going to get and try to do coming out of this weekend is they're going to try to spin this as an upset for Bernie. And what's Bernie going to do now? This is a crisis for Bernie. In order to affect and swing that Super Tuesday vote to Biden, Bloomberg, they don't care. Watch them do it. It's not hard to write their talking points. You can tell what their feverish little minds are cooking up. And it's not the actual news. It's whatever benefits their side. Texter writes, I'm voting for Bernie just to screw the DNC. Fine choice. Another texter writes, Operation Chaos, I'm voting for Steyer. I'm not voting on Saturday. But I know some of you are. Does it seem like a lot of people are fat? Shocking number of people. Well, it's true. Highest ever. 40% of U.S. adults. In Common Core math, that's like 4 out of 10. Still even in Common Core math, it's still 4 out of 10 for now. 40% of U.S. adults are obese, a government survey finds. Jeez. 1 in 10 severely so. What's interesting about that is just to compare it a half century ago. So, you know, talking about like, what, 1970? 1 in 100 adult Americans was severely obese. It's now 10 times more common. It's 1 in 10. And of course, 40%, it's actually 42%. Higher than the 40% in a similar 2015-2016 study. That's a big deal. So, seems like everybody's a little hefty these days. You're not imagining that. 800-347-1063, text line 71307. All right, let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, Tara, you encouraged us to get involved to help Trump win. Yesterday, I went to the address listed for the Oconee County Republican Party, and it was vacant. Greenville or Anderson are the closest Republican Party offices I can find to volunteer at. This complacency is liable to cost us. Hey, you know, here's the thing. Give him a call first before you go. Now, the texter writes, voting for Hiawatha Warren on Saturday. That will take support away from Biden and Sanders while keeping Warren in the race longer, diverting funds from the others. Now, the texter writes, for me, Operation Chaos is to keep as many of them in for as long as possible. The infighting is delish. Texter writes, Tara, cast a null ballot on Saturday by requesting a ballot and turning it in without filling a bubble. It should be counted by the Board of Elections as a blank. If enough vote blank, it will be a massive protest to the phony process. Another texter writes, Tara, don't you love these wealthy politicians telling you in their ads they know what it's like to live paycheck to paycheck? I know that is hilarious. Texter writes, I voted for Trump last time. I'm voting Tulsi this time, but if not, I'd vote Bernie. Okay. Texter writes, I'm voting for Mayor Pete because the nation as a whole still outright rejects open homosexuality. Actually, polls show the opposite. Texter writes, Tara, not on Pete, I mean on homosexuality. Tara, I love President Trump 100% behind him. I want Biden to win here simply because if Bernie is the nominee and wins the election, he will completely destroy our country and our values. That horrifies me. I got to tell you, folks, I mean, we've been point through this from, you know, ending bail nationwide, opening the prisons, letting half the prison population out, opening the borders, redeploying ICE, if not completely destroying ICE. Folks, I hate to tell you this. You're not going to see much difference in a Bernie presidency and a Biden presidency. You're not. Or a Klobuchar presidency, for that matter, or a Warren presidency. Their platforms are nearly identical. Bernie has the socialist veneer, but when it comes down to what they want to do, almost identical.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.